up in the morning with Boomer. Picture that. Sportsnet 960. The Fan.
Boomer and Warner in the morning, 8:23. Pinderlong as always. What you want to talk about in the next segment? And already people chiming in. Mm-hmm. Didn't take long. We're here at the at our grand prize winner in the Boomer and Warner Man Cave contest. Nicholas, who says we can call him Nick, but he's classier than that.
A little late for that, Nicholas.
Yeah. Nicholas.
You get that much gray in your beard, you get called Nicholas.
Yeah, you're Nicholas,
Mr. Nicholas.
We're here doing the show today. Total Concept AV and Automation. Bringing the TV? Are we bringing the TV? Give me the inside scoop. What's
the
going on?
The homeowners, they're starting to wonder if this isn't a bit of a scam job. Yeah. Chairs, no TV.
Bit of a janky operation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two leather recliners from Birchwood Furniture Gallery. Have those arrived? Those are here?
The recliners?
Do they work?
Yes.
Sir. Any stains on them or anything? That's good to go. All right. So we're going to get the TV and this. And I mean, really.
Oh, I can't believe they've been videotaping the whole thing.
I know. Yeah. It's memories for years and years. We need to do some splaining. And I think probably the best way to do it would be with our old favorite Sweet Tweets.
Time now for Sweet Tweets. Our chance to interact with some of our listeners.
Well, now, see, we had a discussion this morning about Mike Babcock. And I'm going to start here. We were talking about Mike Babcock referring to himself in the third person, having
Mike Babcock.
The ego. That's right.
Mike Babcock.
And we said, hey, Mike, you know, hey, it's not that long ago you were in Lethbridge. From Kelly Kirsch's mailbag... Longtime Sportsnet 960 fan, you guys are giving Mike Babcock a rough time this morning. I see you mentioned that he even had to spend some time in Lethbridge. Being from Lethbridge, I just want you to know that Mike Babcock took the University of Lethbridge Pronghorns to the CIS final and won the national championship at University of Lethbridge. He's won at every level.
Go Pronghorns!
That's from Clarence. Yeah, see, Clarence, that's why I brought up Lethbridge. Because he coached there and won. My point being that he maybe shouldn't be too high on the hog because he's a guy who's not that long ago coached in Lethbridge. So thank you for the he coached in Lethbridge email. I appreciate it.
Up to speed now, aren't we?
Well done, Clarence.
To Twitter or to the text line we go. Boom. You're acting... like a straight-up dick.
Whoa.
You have Elliot on. Let him talk. Don't mumble crap under your breath when he keeps talking. Who pissed in your cornflakes there, big fella?
That's a good point.
I was not allowed to finish my point before he kept going. So I just felt I was not disagreeing with him.
You bullied a little.
And finally, Boomer, shut up. It's painful listening to you. You're not saying it's wrong, you're saying he did it. What the F does that mean? What are you trying to argue? Give Pinder the whole show. You are a joke.
Wow, there's
some love for Pinder.
This coming in right now, Pinder also went to the U of L, a fine institution of higher learning.
You went to the U of L?
Amen, brother, 4 years.
Now see, here's
what
the thing.
Very foggy.
Windy.
Windy, cheap booze, and some of those weird folk.
My point
it's not the best time.
Throughout the whole thing was that Mike Babcock, through this whole thing, is going to have a different Some groups, some segment of fans are going to look upon him differently for how he handled it. I'm not saying he was wrong to do it. He was well in his right. He went to Buffalo, worked that angle, then turned it into a job in Toronto. He's free to do it. I don't care that he did it. But if you think in Buffalo they don't hate Mike Babcock, or if a certain segment of fans don't look and say, boy, you know what? I didn't think that Mike Babcock would do that sort of thing. Then you're fooling yourself.
Detroit, too. Fans there won't like it.
Fans won't like him there. You think those Toronto-Buffalo games this year won't be fantastic? Yes. Why? Because the image of Mike Babcock has changed.
All three of those
that
teams
was my
in the same
point.
Division. Yeah. And Elliot mentioned, why is it so different with players? Well, it's not. It's the exact same thing with players. If a high-profile free agent doesn't re-sign in a town where the fans want him to re-sign, he comes back, he gets booed. It's the exact same.
Yeah, you look at Mike Camilleri last year when he came back. I mean, it was hot. In the dome. People were... No?
Did you want him back at that term? Did you want 5 years times five? I didn't.
I'm so cheeky.
Yeah, you're something.
What would the better analogy be? When Kessler returns to Vancouver. A little different, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Very easy to dislike Mike Babcock this morning.
That was kind of my point.
He coaches for Toronto.
Yeah.
If you don't love Toronto, you hate Toronto. No one hates
it's the evil empire.
No one has a strong hatred for the Detroit Red Wings.
No.
You might not cheer for them, but you didn't grow up just hating the Red Wings. People, if you're not a Leaf fan, there's people out there not very interested in anything Leaf. It's going to be different for them.
It's the dark side.
Absolutely.
If Babcock, was in Calgary, you guys would be praising every word he said. That's from James. You're right, James.
You're on to us, Jimmy.
That's right. If Babcock said he was going to Toronto and then went to Buffalo, they'd probably be sour in Toronto.
Of course.
If they thought they were getting him and then at the 11th hour he's like, I'm going to Buffalo, then they would probably have a certain point of view. Similarly, I would think if the Flames were looking for a coach and Babcock had come in and there was a lot of talk and he was in negotiations and then decided to go to Edmonton. For people. Boom, how much do you make with your ego? Not enough.
Not as much as Mike
my
Babcock.
Ego is bigger than my salary.
The ego outweighs the wallet.
Yeah, there's no question. That ratio is just...
Throws your back out.
Right out of whack, buddy. Right out of whack. We'll do more of that coming up in what you want to talk about, as obviously it's coming up right now. 8:31. The game tonight between the Rangers and the Lightning. Ordinarily, anything surrounding the Lightning... it's the Lightning. We've talked about it all week. They've changed, and they've changed in a hurry. This is a fun team to watch. And the fact that this Johnson-Palat thing is still going, make no mistake, I think the Rangers are aware that they're killing them. I think they're trying to neutralize them as best they can, but these guys are still taking it to them. And it's a fun, fast, entertaining series. To the point that if you watched the game last night and you turn it on tonight, you might be picking the East as far as entertainment value over the West.
Oh, without a doubt.
And that's not usually the case where it is here.
They're two teams that are going for it right now, right? You think that... I just had this random thought. This is what happens in my head.
Look out.
It pops up. Travel has anything to do with that. Because traveling is so much easier, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not for Tampa, really, is it?
They're the worst.
Because they're in a division with Buffalo, Boston, Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal. I mean, that's bad travel right there.
Yeah, Tampa would be the worst. Any of the Florida teams. But
they're just playing wide open, no? Isn't that Tampa's
MO? But they are, yeah. And it's a stab in the dark, that random thought of mine. But you wonder if some of that... The West gets beat up travel-wise. Not to take anything away. I think that New York and Tampa Bay has been awesome to watch.
Somebody's wondering, again, we can't get away from Babcock. I'm trying. It's like The Godfather. They keep pulling me back in. Somebody's wondering.
It's Friday. By Monday, it'll be over.
Somebody's wondering if maybe your old pal, Robin Regeer, phoned Babcock.
Sasky
at
boys,
the last,
right?
You know, like, I mean, Saskatchewan guys, they're tight. Wondering if maybe Robin Regeer phoned him at the last minute and said, you know, Buffalo, I've been there. It's maybe not the best place for you. Do you think that could have been?
I can't imagine. I thought Robin really enjoyed his.
Do you think so?
His years in Buffalo.
Because I know when he went to L.A., he sounded kind of relieved to leave Buffalo.
Hello, it's Retro. Can't get to my phone, so leave a message, and I'll try to get back to you.
Hey, Rhett, it's your old pal, Robin, Regeer. Just a quick question for you. I just got a call from Darcy Regeer, no relation. He wants to know if I'd waive my no-trade clause to go to the L.A. Kings. So, you know, I figured I'd give you a ring because, you know, last time when I came to you for advice, you told me to waive it to move to Buffalo, Rhett. Friggin' Buffalo. It snows here like 10 goddamn months a year, you prick. Oh, yeah, you'll love it. Do it, Reg. Totally wave. Go to Buffalo. Yeah, Buffalo. Hey, f*** you, man. So, yeah, forgive me if I don't call to ask you again for any more life-changing advice. I'm going to L.A. I don't care what you say. Go f*** yourself, Warner.
Jeez, I forgot.
Yeah, you know, and in hindsight, I guess he wasn't a big fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought maybe he enjoyed his time in Buffalo. Seems like maybe not so much.
Oh, L.A.'s got beaches.
Hey, f*** you, man.
That's right.
Well, maybe he did call Babcock.
Yeah, that'd be...
Maybe they were hanging out at Emma Lake. And
I wonder if Terry Pegula's going to call the show next week. He probably has a lot on his chest. We can line that up.
Good last, just reading now, Babcock heavy. He's in Detroit to meet with their media today. He requested an availability in Detroit. He's at the Joe Louis making his rounds, saying goodbye to staff, and then wants to meet with the media. Well, Mike Babcock wants to go out the way Mike Babcock wants to go out.
He's going to control how Mike Babcock leaves.
Mike Babcock's going out on his terms. Nobody else's.
Mike Babcock.
It's very Mike Babcockian.
It is. It's a Babcockian effort for sure.
Is he still taking any fishing this summer? I feel like that's getting...
I'll be fishing by myself in less than 48 hours, so don't worry about me. Very excited.
What's this about?
Oh, yeah. Trip's booked.
Yeah?
Where are you off to?
Northern Sask. Like I said the other day, if you see me in northern Saskatchewan, do not talk to me.
Don't even wave?
Don't wave. Don't acknowledge. Don't nothing.
Don't nothing.
Silence.
A lot of double negatives happening
today.
Yeah,
don't nothing.
Okay, so that means do something.
Hey, just because you went to U of L.
Yeah, that management degree.
Yeah.
What
English
did you take?
101.
Management degree.
Chris, so how do these degrees work, these diploma things?
Yeah, because you've got one and I don't, and we're in the same room. How do they work?
Yeah.
Well, I think you've managed life very well. You're getting 4 months vacation and probably, you know, add a zero to the end of my salary. So you're winning.
I should have went to U of L.
You should have.
Well, you could have won a national championship with Mike Babcock.
University of Loser.
But keep in mind, you're going away to go fishing. You're going to Toronto to do some work at our sister station, another interview.
Fill in. No
interview. Is it the second interview?
No
or
interviews.
Third?
No interviews. What is this, the old mail? Come on.
Meanwhile, who's hanging around?
The old reliable.
Old man Boomer.
Johnny Slugger.
Getting out my walking sticks, just slugging away.
On my back, boys!
Some other part-time ham and egger is going to be with me next week. I'll fire him onto my back and just keep dragging it through. What? Oh, we're live on location at some Special Olympics breakfast. All right, well, let's do it. I'll carry everybody through. Jeff will be there. Gear won't be working. I'll be trying to keep things
on
the
rails. Figuring out the bandwidth.
Jeff can hop on my back. I'll carry him around too while you're catching and you're going to Blue Jay games.
Oh, it's gonna be good.
Should I blow you up right now?
No.
Okay.
It's your last chance for 4 months. I wouldn't miss it.
I know what you're doing on Saturday.
What you want to talk about when we come back? It's 8:38 right now. Get your texts and that through. A little bit of extended what you want to talk about when we come back. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Follow the show on Twitter at Boomer and Rhett. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Friday morning, 8:43. We have the Ryan Pinder Show coming up after 9 o'clock. What?
The worst name ever.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Still that.
I've been...
I thought it was the Pinder Circus.
If I
would like it to be the Pinder Circus. Yeah.
Why can't it be the Pinder Circus?
I'm not the boss around here. I'm just a peapon.
Just pretend that you are.
Okay.
It gets you a long way.
Free to name your own show.
Yeah? So that seems like a station program director, producer kind of thing to do.
No, you can't. Those people can't be trusted.
That's true as well.
What we'll do, not everyone. Every once in a while, we're chastised for not having a long enough What You Want to Talk About segment that we just... We need more What You Want to Talk About.
Yes, because there's a lot of brilliance out there.
Not the case today. We have a full segment for you, What You Want to Talk About.
Talk about. Talk about. Talk about.
What You Want to Talk About with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Purchase any vehicle at Varsity during the playoffs and get a signed jersey from team captain Mark Giordano. Show Calgary's colors and shop where Geo shops. VarsityChrysler.com.
I'm a professor in U of L management. Turn down the ULETH bashing.
Ugh. Or what? What are you going to do, professor?
Lethbridge. Come up there with my sweater vest and start.
First of all, professor, it was more of a shot at Mr. Pinder than your esteemed college.
Well, you did call them the U of loser.
I was saying he's the U of loser.
Oh, all right. So he's the University of Loser?
Yeah.
With a college down there. That's
he's been going to that for life.
Thank you, Rhett. Enjoy your holidays.
I'm not going to be intimidated by no professor either.
No.
So
you're not going to be by no professor, so you are going to be intimidated by
And you're going to be what?
Okay, more double negatives.
In
You're not going to do nothing.
Hey, Rhett, do you remember Mark Zoak
yeah.
from your Saskatoon Blade days?
I do.
Yeah.
Why?
That's all it says.
See a puck hug?
I remember him.
He's a defenseman.
I also had a odd LinkedIn. I don't use LinkedIn, but
Either
for some
one.
Reason I'm on there, and
Let's
I keep
get
getting
emails
these.
Every bloody day.
Oh,
it's the worst.
Kai McKinstry. Kai McKinstry.
I don't know that name.
Haven't seen him since grade one.
I thought it was a former Blade.
No.
Well, who cares? Boomer, what's with the lack of vines lately? Well, the problem is I don't know what kind of phone I have. I'm always running out of storage, so then I just start deleting apps so that I can actually have some things on my phone. And Vine paid the price.
Hmm.
Vine paid the price.
There's some good ones there for a while.
Well, yeah.
Remember you and Lumsden in Innisfail?
It's basically just people enjoying the misery that is my life.
That's almost a year ago.
I'm sick of that guy.
Yeah, we've put him to
He's,
bed.
He's,
Yeah, who cares?
Overseas right now.
Who
stays there?
Again, Ty, whatever his name was, Cut. And now Lumsden. Where was that one here? Any chance the Flames sell high on Hudler this summer, say for a larger, younger top six forward or D-man?
This would be selling high, gentlemen.
We could hope so.
That's it?
I think they'll try.
Why
not? You didn't even offer an answer.
Well, I said this would be selling high. I mean, he's right to say there's never been more value for your Hudler. And if you try to move him next year, midway through the year, now he's a rental. It's a full year of Yuri Hudler before he's a UFA. If you aren't keen on re-signing him at market value, I'd move him.
I found a pigeon's nest with two eggs in it under my barbecue this week on my balcony. What do I do?
Throw it in the lake.
Fry them up. Start the grill. Put them right on there.
Scramblers.
Sounds like something on a menu.
Pen scramblers.
Fancy French restaurant. Pigeon eggs. Poached.
Those pigeons, they don't leave once they're there. So careful.
Rhett, playing NHL 06. I'm 8 games deep. Can't score with a Ginla. Old Retro has 13 goals.
13?
That's more than half your career total. That's a heck of a season.
Enjoy the summer and have a couple vodka beeps for the rest of us working suckers.
He is winning life.
What?
Someone curious about the facilities here at Nicholas's house, Boomer. Have you
no,
done the tour?
I have not.
You got to do that just as you're leaving.
Right.
Drop one, then head out. That'd be good.
Special delivery.
Are they sitting right here listening to us?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's them there.
Rosen combined for Stieg. I don't care. Someone's really in deep wondering about if Quenneville made the right choice of taking out Vermette and Toivo Teräväinen and putting in Nordstrom and Versteeg, and why was Versteeg out in the first place?
Vermette was healthy quite a bit down the stretch and early in the playoffs.
Retro, you're fishing with Boomer and Pinder. Boat sinking. You can only save one. Who do you save?
Myself.
The fish he caught.
I will not risk my chance at survival to help either of you. I'm sorry.
I respect that.
Yeah. You'd do the same for me, I'm sure.
Yeah. Is Pinder actually leaving for good, or am I just dreaming? No, he's going to do some fill-in stuff.
Would be a dream come true for many.
Or a job interview, whichever.
It's not a job interview.
Well,
yeah, but once you're there.
It's not really for...
Take a resume.
Where's a good spot to go fishing around Calgary for beginners?
What is it, a ski hill? There's like Black Diamond Lakes? I mean, come on, it's fishing. Is there expert areas versus beginners? This is foreign to me.
What do you want me to put on my scuba suit?
And that was the,
put the fish on your hook? What
most blank stare I've ever seen. What happened to Max Reinhardt this year? Is he even in the plan anymore?
Nah, he's going to have a hard time.
He's getting lapped by all kinds of prospects. The funny thing, even old Griffin, I would expect, would have cracked the Islanders by now. Does that surprise you? That's wild.
A little bit.
Peter Griffin?
Oh, Reinhardt. Those boys.
These beans. What happened to Boomer is whiny. Pinder just plain sucks. Without Rhett, the next few months is going to be tough.
That's fun for the website.
I'm of the philosophy that everyone should take the summer off. So we could just close the doors. You guys can do your thing. I'll do my thing. I'll meet you back there in September.
Turn on to a song station for the summer.
Yeah. Put the music on. Just around the clock. Just
put the bird in the air.
Yeah.
Here's a question I got. What are you two tubbies going to do over the summer to wow me? Because I'm going to beat up Trevor Smandich. I'm going to be able to go 2 rounds with him by the end of summer. And I'm going to be 15 pounds lighter in September. What are you guys?
15 pounds lighter.
15!
This sounds like you in January.
Put it in your calendar.
Yeah, right. Just like you're...
But we don't know what you weigh now, so you'll just lie about it when September comes.
Remember,
what are you going to do?
New Year's resolutions, right?
Nothing. I'm not zero.
I'm going to golf 50
This
times.
Is not my kid's trampoline, Pinder.
How about we weigh you in here at the shack? We'll come back in September.
There's scales off.
Already?
Yeah.
Rhett, if we see you in northern Saskatchewan, you don't want us to stop and congratulate you on 3 cup appearances?
No. What's that mean? I'm the first loser.
That's right.
From the U of L.
Wow.
Boy, and you know what? Now people are having fun taking runs at Lethbridge.
Well, you put yourself out there, you guys. Shush.
What does the U of L have that Warner doesn't? A championship. Loser. That from the text line.
What?
Mike
what?
Babcock.
In what?
Mike Babcock.
Boomer, are you hitting the draft this year? I am not. It'll be Kerr and Steinberg.
Too hot, you were saying.
It's too hot.
Too humid.
Yuck.
Florida in late June.
Ooh.
There might not be a worse place in the world.
Not going. Steinberg, he'll be all ripped out there.
Got the guns out.
Yeah.
He's skipping legs days. Have you seen him?
Yeah,
He doesn't not like me.
Everybody's walked, don't care. Polish, no, buddies fit, yep. Hey, buddies, finished up seeding by Cars Land today.
Good stuff.
There you go. Congrats, buddy. Congrats.
If they're finished seeding, what's Doug got to sell rain. These days?
Let's get some rain. Ah, they all kinds.
Boomer, get an SD card, you nincompoop. I don't...
SD card?
What's an SD?
Jeff, are you texting the show? Settle down over there.
Hey, can you get headphones that have SD cards?
I don't know what that means.
No?
Lumsden was on my flight to Phoenix last month. He looked great.
Oh, he's Jesse Lumsden.
He's jacked. Jerk. See what happens when you have these long, extended
I'm telling you,
versions of...
When we give you extra time...
You fall asleep.
Here's a prognostication from the text line. Rhett is going to drop 15 pounds. Pinder's going to drop 15 rounds of golf. And Boomer's going to drop 15 wing lunches at Mugshots. Summer promises.
Hey, Boom, did you get your cheesy fingers on that poor guy's new remote control? Eat less.
What's that mean?
I don't know. Just eat less. Not knowing what I eat or how much, just eat less.
Well, it's a start.
If there was one direction, I don't think more would be a solution. No, less is probably
a
starting
good
point.
Good general rule of thumb.
It's a little bit dead.
This one here. Hey, Rhett, you suck. Bring back Rob.
That's inside
hey,
joke. That's
who is that bring guy? Bring back Rob. You suck.
That doesn't get old.
That one's aged very nicely.
Yeah. Why can't Kerr and Francis just get along?
I spend a lot of time thinking about that.
Yeah, I know. Boomer's draft will be in a glass.
Is there no Mike Babcock thoughts?
No, there's a lot. I can't do it anymore. I just can't do it anymore. Hey, hockey boy, what are some good core exercises for my lower back?
Core exercises for your lower back? Sit on the medicine ball or the exercise ball. That's great.
The only draft...
If you looked at me, you'd realize I'm not into fitness. Like, it's not my strong suit.
You do sit on that ball.
That's my fitness.
Sitting on a ball.
Mm-hmm. Although I do smack around that Jamie Kuntz at the...
Jesus, shameless.
It's not even...
It's his last day. He's getting all
for no reason.
Drops in.
The only draft Boomer will be hitting is in a keg.
When's the last time you had a keg party?
We're doubling up on the bad jokes, hey? Everyone's just rushing to their phone.
Stampede. Completely.
Really?
Don't remember the thing. Very dark.
Rhett, what's a good place to eat in Chicago? There are none.
It's tough to find.
It's a terrible town for eating.
They've got a sushi restaurant in the airport. That's about as good as you get.
Oh, they're right between the two. Yeah, that's a good one.
Boom, try not to put your giant ass groove in Nick's new chair.
It's not a small groove.
Hey, Boom, have you ruined that guy's recliner yet from the weight of your calves? Rhett Warner, he's fit. Mm-hmm. Alan Vinegar.
Oh, he's got some work cut out for him.
What would a Ducks Lightning finals be like? Well, they would play two games in one town, and then they'd play two more in the other.
Tampa.
Whoever scored the most goals.
And first to win four.
In each game, and first.
It's a best of seven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard.
And then the winner. They get to do that thing, or they pass around the ice. Yeah. Silver. You've seen that a few times.
Hey, Boomer. Sorry. How's your windshield from Weber's Slapshot?
I don't know.
I just don't understand. Hey, Rhett. I was at a stag in the weekend. I had two beers and was hammered, and my sides instantly hurt. That ever happened to you?
No, but I remember having a drink in New York City once, and it felt like I was about to fall over. I don't know. Has that
you
ever happened to you?
It was a roofie colada.
It's delicious.
What about those two fish bowls?
Well, nothing. Yeah. Five of them, no problem.
T-shirts.
Kelly Kirsch, please fire these losers and bring back Walker. I agree. Just end this. For frickin' time? Is it three more minutes?
Walker's like Babcock. He needs to be in Toronto, the big city.
Rhett, who would win in a fight, you or Rocky Thompson?
Ooh. Oh, not me. Absolutely not.
He might be...
He's right out of my class.
Looking for work.
Breaking news, Boomer will ruin recliners and drink draft. Signed, Doug Dirks. That's not really the spirit of it.
I don't think that's Doug either.
That's not how that works. What will happen first? Flames win cup or Blue Jays make playoffs? Well,
I don't see either anytime
neither
soon.
Neither's happening this year. Watched a Flames game with Rhett at the Children's Hospital 8 years ago. What a great guy. Thank you for spending time with my daughter.
There you go.
I think you have to end on that note, to be honest. His last day, we're just reminded what a good citizen, a pillar of our community that Rhett Warner is.
Yeah.
Now he's gone for 4 months.
There's people that have different opinions, though.
Yeah.
Maybe if you were at a Cowboys 15 years ago, you'd have a different opinion.
Hey, Boom, why do you read lousy texts and complain about them instead of reading good ones? There are no good ones, trust me. And if you think you're sending good ones and I'm not reading them...
They're not good ones.
Hey, Tips, get to work. And finally, hey, Boomer, you suck. I'm out. That's what you want to talk about.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Hurry in for 21st anniversary employee pricing with discounts up to $16,129 and financing from 0%. Offer ends May 23rd. Shop or geoshops, varsitychrysler.com.
TV's arrived.
And we're not on the air. I think we dropped out again.
Well, we're still live.
Are we back?
I think we're on.
Because I heard the kring, which means...
Now we're going.
Yeah, now we're back.
They got the TV.
Yeah, the TV's
boys are here. Set it up.
Recliners are here.
I'm not.
Warner's leaving. I have places to be.
Happy fishing, Rhett.
Thank you.
Ryan. The Ryan Pinder show coming up. You've got...
We're going to talk some Connor McDavid right out of the gate. Vice Sports, our weekly check-in with them. And we'll squeeze in a little Jays talk after they finally get a starting pitching performance of note. It's the first time this year? Kind of feels like it.
Feels like it, yeah. Hey, great weekend, buddies. Pinder up next. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.